Are there design plans for the powerhouse itself?
Well, right now,
architectural design plans.
Well, as Eric said, they're just in the preliminary phase of that. As part of the application, when it's filed after we do the studies, mm-hmm. the engineering will be going on in parallel with the environment. We want to feed each other to make sure that we capture the environmental issues as part of the design and the operation. And so, when the draft application is distributed, you would see the design to the extent that it's not what's called critical energy infrastructure information. So the agencies would see that, and the public, if you sign a document that you're not going to release that because of the threats that they have to facilities like this, they're very careful about giving actual plans out anymore. But that is the time that they would have the design developed to a point where you'd be able to see that. And that's part of where the whole process of working with the State Historic Preservation Office, the Canal Society, make sure we have something that's compatible.
To add to that, we've done the preliminary calculations to say, well, given this expanse here, there's enough room for the number of units we're talking about. They would fit both laterally and lengthwise in the powerhouse. But try to keep it very preliminary at this point, pending feedback from meetings like this and others.
Are the Nutella units that you refer to, is that sort of a standard thing, or is that something that would be heavily modified?
I'll go into the Nutella technology and the company here in a minute.
But okay.
Our objective as a company is to make very standardized units that fit in a wide range of circumstances. So mm-hmm. we would not be per se customizing these units for the site, but they do fit the site very well.
Okay. And you'll go into the design specs, and
I could talk for hours okay. on that if you wanted to. But
I'm not asking for that.
Yeah, I think what I'd like to suggest is these are all really good questions. I think we're going to cover a lot of these things as we get into the discussions, but it'd be good for Eric to finish this little piece, talk about Nutella, and then we'll get into the recreation, just because Lynn has to leave a little bit early, so I want to make sure we get to her stuff before too long.
So what comes next is a slide presentation on... Where am I going?
You're in the right direction, but you want to bring your other stuff up here, right?
That's right. I'm sorry. So this is a long presentation, but I'm going to endeavor just to do it in 5 minutes. To the extent there are questions, I can go over those right after this presentation, or in deference to Lynn, could hold the questions until we go into the recreation stuff and come back. It's up to Wayne or
okay.
Let's see how I can get this to work. So Nutella is an organization that's been around for about 6 years now, based on a technology that's been in development for 25 years. We're based in Alameda, California. This is our building that we rent from the city that now owns the old Alameda Naval Air Station. So we have a lot of manufacturing space and engineering space within this facility. And this is a picture of the Nutella unit as it's being constructed at our premier site in Oregon. We're very heavily engineer balanced. Everybody here in this picture, even the CFO or the business people, are engineers by training originally, a lot of deep experience in renewable energy and energy project development. The technology is designed to address a problem in hydro development, and that's generally that in hydro, the energy you get out is a function of the power, which is a function of the head times the flow. Most hydro that's been developed has been high head, maybe high flow or low flow, but high head creates a big problem in increasing impoundments, environmental impact, cost of construction, construction overruns, et cetera. And there are literally tens of thousands of sites that are low head but have a lot of water and therefore have a lot of energy. Our objective is to help build out renewable energy resources by utilizing these existing infrastructure sites in canals, pipes, existing dam sites, et cetera, without the environmental and cost impacts. The Mattel technology is a new way of harnessing hydropower pressure, basically. It is essentially two shafts in parallel with two belts running between the two shafts. And it's the belts and then the blades that are attached to those belts which really enable this technology. The belts are a new carbon fiber belt, but it's widely used now across industry to replace old chain drives and belt drives, including, we like to say, Harley-Davidson motorcycles are now using the same kind of belt from the same manufacturer. The blades are also carbon fiber. That's because, not because they have to be light per se, but because you can have a very strong blade that will not have a fatigue life, and hydro is all about staying running for tens of years without maintenance problems. So basically, the water comes into the unit this way, hits these blades, pushes this belt up, hits another set of guide vanes in the middle, pushes these blades and the belt down, and turns the shaft and creates energy at the generator. Importantly, these blades are automatically variable with the control system, so you can shut off 98% of the flow with these blades. They act as wicket gates for people who are familiar with hydro. And so the end result is really a lot of inexpensive blade area confronting a low pressure flow, but a lot of flow. The equipment is less expensive than alternative technology for these low head sites, and it goes in at lower cost because it can be above the tailwater, as we discussed a few minutes ago. Discharges to the tailwater. You don't need to excavate down into the soil or bedrock or whatever it is there. And this is how the unit looks in installation. This is the inlet water flow, our unit, and then where you have a draft tube. This would be the draft tube heading out the other side. The configuration we're talking about now does not need a draft tube. And then basically a gearbox and your generator. For scale, you saw the photo also, but for scale, here's what one of the units look like. And in this situation, we'd be looking at probably 8 side by side. And just to give a sense of scale, this is water flow for one unit. This is for a site in Chile that we're working on. And we are designed for head up to 60 feet. Beyond that, it's kind of out of our load specs. This site is a really good, has a really good position in that envelope. And we're targeting a large market between canals and existing dams and even wastewater treatment plants and thermal power plant outflows. This is our site in Oregon. Basically, we take the water in here through the penstock, go through the site, and there's a draft tube for that site. In this case, we leave the existing drop in the canal untouched. Apple Corporation is the eventual owner of this site. They funded it, and they're taking the power. And I've gone over my 5 minutes already, but I'm going to...
This is run of river, just to look at that one. Is this considered run of river?
This will be considered run of river in the sense that we're not changing the timing or rate of the water flows. So... there was a configuration that Wayne talked about where maybe with the flash forwards where it would coordinate with Rusin's dam. So from that standpoint, it might shift the timing of the flows a little bit, but it would be on a time scale of a day as opposed to a new impoundment kind of installation that would have weeks or months change in the water pattern.
Who owns Rusins right now?
Who owns Rusins?
Okay.
It was still in your hands.
Want to buy it?
No.
Make a nice write off, though.
Schematic for ROR real quick, the pipes, yeah, that one. So be the top.
It's actually to be a little bit more similar to this in the sense that this takes a portion of the existing infrastructure and places the powerhouse right in front of it. Instead of this, it creates a new side canal. And we're not trying to impact the involved in creating a side canal to the existing river.
So the pens, where would there be any kind of penstock in that?
Would not be a penstock. So if we were to take this analogy, you wouldn't see this trapezoidal piece here. It would just be this rectangle inside the river.
And the discharge would be submerged, basically be underwater most of the time?
The discharge would be at least this much underwater, 18 inches under the water level, but it would discharge out and then it would flow out that way. So there'd be the discharge at least 18 inches under low water level,
yeah,
and then enough space for the water to exit out.
Okay.
Where would the intake be at?
As in this, the intake would be at the upstream side of the powerhouse. So there would be a gate and probably a gate for each unit. And right here, intake into the powerhouse, a transition piece, and then into the unit and discharge.
But the intake would have to be high so you could maintain your head though.
No, the intake can be at any level because it just acts on the hydraulic pressure differential. There's a lot of hydro that's at the base of the dam. The intake is at the base of the dam. The bigger high dams. So just for some context, we have had a pilot site running for 4 years in Arizona on a canal. Commercially grid connected, and then as of the end of last year, we have our first large commercial site up and running. That's the one in Oregon that Apple's the owner of, and we have two more sites under construction. Actually, the developers, or the equipment supplier, the developers have them under construction, which are sites on rivers, mill restorations. Both happen to be in Maine, and then a number of other sites in the permitting process. We have a large U.S. government funded activity in Chile, and then other projects supplying to developers and places as dispersed as different parts of the U.S., Bhutan, Indonesia, etc. And so we'll be probably installing 10 units next year, and given the pace of development, probably 50 units the year after. The Department of Energy has put a fair amount of money into the company, as well as investors, to maintain that sort of growth rate. And I can go into, at length, the technical, the testing, extensive testing program, on-site, et cetera. But I think in the interest of time, I will...
Great. Okay. Thank you. Well, Eric will be here for further questions. If we could go back to the slide and get into the substance here real quick of the environmental issues here. Okay. Thanks. Okay. So, just real quick on this slide, because I think it's important that we all understand how we're going to work together here. We had requested, Liberty University had requested when they filed the notice of intent.